freedom from evil counsels and alien groups. In advance of this prayer, you should have already named the items that we will be addressing today, either from the list of evil counsels and alien groups provided, or from what the Holy Spirit has communicated to you. We will be referring to this group as those that have been named throughout this prayer. Your agreement is a big part of deliverance. At the end of every point, I will ask, do you agree? It is your responsibility to give a verbal yes at each of these prompts. Let's begin. Father in heaven, we come boldly before your throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into your courts with praise. We hide ourselves in Christ Jesus, and from the secret place perform this renunciation and divorce. I command that every gate, frequency, barrier, equation, cloaking device, force field, sacred geometry, DNA matrix, apex of time, formula, defensive protocol, and any other form of unholy technology that would otherwise hinder progress, conceal ungodly agents, agendas, and or activities in relation to this renunciation and divorce, of those that have been named, would be deactivated, disengaged, and moved out of the way, including all connected bombs, tripwires, and booby traps. Do you agree? I speak that this renunciation and divorce is executed against a conglomerate which includes those that have been named, along with every unholy title and every being that has ever or will ever be part of and or connected with those that have been named in any unholy way, including but not limited to family lines as revealed in the heavenly cosmic records, all related bloodlines, stolen lines, unholy engrafted lines, unholy trading lines, unholy soul lines, unholy body lines, unholy synthetic lines, evil entity lines, and all other connected unholy lines in every realm, age, timeline, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, light, and its inverse, past, present, and future to infinity. And from the beginning across eternity, I declare that this conglomerate will henceforth be referred to as the group. Do you agree? We renounce listeners tethering to, overlaying, and interfacing with, and all existences, the group, and all portals that are the group, and all associated gates, paths, channels, forces, genetic and cellular anchoring, data packets, ungodly DNA strands, bone marrow assignments, blood plasma markers, meridian lines, chakras, energy signatures, neural lace, all related powers of darkness, quantum technologies, oversouls, and any other type of malevolent being in every realm, age, timeline, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, past, present, and future to infinity and from the beginning across eternity, and serve them a bill of divorce. We pull up the hidden documents and code detailing every covenant, unholy ritualistic act, enslavement, agreement, contract, certificate, oath, and vow, entangling the listener, their God-assigned family line and God-assigned bloodline, and command that they be stamped with the blood of Jesus. Do you agree? I pray that your heavenly host would now discover, apprehend, and deliver every part, chakra, or gate belonging to the listener that is loyal to, affiliated with, or in bondage to the group, and escort them to the feet of the line of the tribe of Judah. I declare that every part or region in the listener that is bound to the group and or any entity under the authority of the group by a cord that binds must now be cut free and delivered. I speak that the cords are cut, that cords in cords are cut, and that all threefold cords are cut, and that each part or region is separated into its components. All ungodly components and components that are not of the listener are now bound. I declare that all of them are now being sent to where the true Lord Jesus Christ sends them. Do you agree? So I command that every binding mechanism and or subdue mechanism must be removed. I decree that all chain, shackles, dirty garments, and other forms of bondage are removed. I decree that all evil projections of fear, shame, guilt, rejection, and or any related form of darkness must be removed, along with all ungodly canopies and essences. Lord Jesus, we pray for a release of your blood inside and outside of these areas, fully infusing these areas. We pray for a release of your healing balm of Gilead into all of these areas and declare your peace over all of these areas. Do you agree? So we now deed all territory in the listener, their sphere, realm, residence, God-given timeline, and everywhere assigned to the listener by God, past, present, and future, to infinity. And across eternity that is occupied by the group and all associated genetic and or cellular anchoring, data packets, markers, bone marrow, assignments, ungodly DNA strands, neural lace, chakras, meridian lines, energy signatures, plasma, and blood. And all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, with connected realms, computers, domains, and timelines over to the kingdom of God. We furthermore include all territory in the listener's physical body, respiratory system, digestive system, cardiovascular system, renal system, endocrine system, nervous system, musculoskeletal system, exocrine system, lymphatic system, immune system, sexual and reproductive system, and interstitia. All portions of the listener's brain, prefrontal cortex, frontal lobe, temporal lobe, parietal lobe, occipital lobe, brainstem, corpus callosum, amygdala, hippocampus, HPA axis, and the listener's entire internal Kabbalah tree, Keter, Bina, Chukma, Da'at, Givorah, Hesed, Tifret, Had, Netzach, Yesed, Malkut, Occiput, Interface, Counterfeit New Jerusalem, soul, spirit, implants, heart, decisions, worship, business, destiny, stars, offices, temple, subatomic particles, ministry, and relationships. And we invite you, Lord Jesus, to take the throne and to rule over this territory with your rod of iron. Do you agree? So in the name of Jesus, we now bind all gatekeepers and discover each and every portal access point associated with the group and all associated genetic and or cellular anchoring, data packets, markers, bone marrow, neural lace, ungodly DNA strands, blood, and all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, connected realms, computers, domains, timelines, and all associated counterfeit inheritance. Do you agree? So I place the blood of Jesus inside and outside of every portal access point in every realm, age, timeline, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, past, present, and future, to infinity, and from the beginning across eternity, and I collapse, close, and seal them by the power of the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I declare that they are put to sleep and permanently deactivated from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortexed. Do you agree? So I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I cut the listener free from all ungodly tethers to interfaces and overlays with and all existence of the group and all related satanic Luciferian antiquities and iniquity. I also sever all paths, portals, frequencies, vibrations, gates, rivers, and light, connecting the group to any and all points in the listener's internal Kabbalah tree and through it to the cosmic Kabbalistic tree of life and its related or derived realms. I call for the immediate apprehension and punishment of all entities traversing these paths, portals, frequencies, vibrations, gates, rivers, and light. I call the work sealed off and cauterized by the blood of Jesus and liberate the listener's genetics, marker, cells of every type, bone marrow, meridian lines, energy signatures, acupuncture points, DNA strands, plasma, and blood. I deactivate the listener's related chakra points and sever all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, related realms, timelines, and counterfeit inheritances in Jesus' name. Furthermore, sever the listener, body, spirit, soul, and heart from all attachment points and points of connectivity belonging to the group on the listener's reproductive organs for females, vagina, ovaries, cervix, pelvic floor, breasts, fallopian tubes, uterus, womb, and eggs for males, penis, testicles, and sperm, hips, back, adrenal glands, pineal gland, and every other organ, body part, or area of the body, soul, or spirit. In bondage, in every realm, age, timeline, and dimension, past, present, and future, to infinity, and from the beginning across eternity. I pray that the connection points would be cauterized and sealed with the Holy Spirit. Do you agree? So I administrate the return of every form of counterfeit inheritance, inclusive of promised wealth, position, status, calling, ability, power, pride, genetic code, seed, jewel, necklace, earring, crown, ring, scepter, wedding ring, garment, and any other form of counterfeit inheritance from the group. We refuse it and sever the listener from it. And from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward, and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortexed, I speak that the listener receives their inheritance in Jesus Christ. We declare your word. In Proverbs 13:22. Which says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. I speak that the listener receives the wealth held hostage by the group and their kingdoms as a recipient of wealth transfer in Jesus' name. Furthermore, the listener's physical children and children's children are an inheritance in Jesus Christ, and we renounce all of their debts to the group. We renounce and sever the listener from all ungodly offspring and spirit children related to the group and their kingdoms, and undo all quantum entanglements involved in their creation. We command their judgment and the purging of the realms they occupy by judgment through living water mingled with all-consuming fire. Do you agree? So we now speak a blood transfusion, a new breath of life from Jesus Christ. In the process, we declare that all of the group's circuitry, nanotech liquid crystals, back doors, front doors, side doors, trap doors, inner doors, outer doors, ancient of days doors, infinite doors, hidden doors, cords, insects, vampiric structures, reset devices, energy draining devices, implants, wires, cables, chips, computers, chains, programs, backup programs, power sources, backup power sources, anomalous magnetic fields, gravitational manipulations, unified field, quantum regenerators, receptor star dust, parallel timelines, counterfeit timelines, time warps, time dilation, black holes, boxes, tesseracts, counterfeit galaxies, counterfeit constellations, counterfeit solar systems, counterfeit cosmoses, counterfeit universes, counterfeit heavens, counterfeit New Jerusalem, robots, embryos, parasites, pathogens, all artificial intelligences, all evil waveforms, fetuses, holograms, spiral staircases, amulets, clones, clocks, counterfeit temple elements. Menorah, table of showbread, ark of the covenant, mercy seat, bronze laver, altar of incense, molten sea, priestly garments, veils, Urim, Thummim, Jachin, and Boaz, data packets, ungodly grafts, and eggs are destroyed. That all of their residue is purged with living water, we declare to the impacted cells, receive healing of our calibration from Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we apply your living water along the pathways created and carved for access. We call back all of the listeners' DNA that was sold, buried, traded, given away, or exchanged and housed in clones, animals, machines, technologies, entities, banks, movies, or in containers in deep recesses of the listener and anything else illegitimately possessing it, and call for it to be cleansed and healed with the living water. Do you agree? So I now take authority over every human, hybrid, synthetic entity, zombie, evil entity, malevolent being, and being not assigned by God on the inside of the listener and or around the listener, their realm and sphere of influence that has been operating due to the group, and all related genetic and cellular anchoring markers, ungodly DNA strands, neural lace, bone marrow, meridian lines, chakras, energy signatures, assignments, and blood. I declare that you are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out of the listener for judgment. I specifically address disembodied ancestral spirits and every other being not assigned by God on the inside of the listener and or around the listener that is loyal to the group. I decree that your documents and rights, inclusive of all covenants with death, are annulled by the blood of Jesus. I decree that you are evicted now. All evil entity components, demonic components, human components, synthetic components, and components that are not of the listener are now bound and sent to where the true Lord Jesus Christ sends them. Do you agree? So we renounce all ungodly paternal and maternal claims, sponsorships and affiliations, apprenticeships, royal appointments, marriage ceremonies, offices and council appointments, and oneness with all persons and entities associated with the group. We pray for an annulling of all associated dedications, ceremonies, scientific processes, and celebrations. In doing so, we now declare a reversal upon every ungodly pronouncement and judgment passed against the listener's spirit, soul, and body, their household, offspring, finances, marriage, destiny, inheritances, mandates, stars, godly scrolls, and every other implicated component of the listener's life, Archie and Metron. Do you agree? So I pray that every spiritual object, tattoo, device, label, jewel, amulet, necklace, earring, crown, ring, scepter, marker, power source, remote control, tracking device, grid, marking, essence, branding, satanic scroll, Illuminati scroll, super soldier scroll, New World Order scroll, and all matrixes associated with any and all evil sacred orders placed in and or around every part of the listener, their realm or sphere of influence to anchor in the group or those in their kingdoms would be consumed in the holy fire of Jesus Christ and totally dissolved. I decree that there cannot be any essence left from the group, and we repent for the acceptance of all ungodly spirit, food, and drink by the listener or any of their parts, and pray that all ungodly spirit, food, or drink would be consumed and destroyed from every part of the listener's being. I pray for a deactivation of all related interfaces with the listener's energy field. Do you agree? So I now specifically address altars and locations of sacrifice, worship, and dedication that represent the listener in and around their home realm, sphere of influence, or anywhere belonging to the group. We repent on behalf of the listener and all of their parts for this idolatry, the spilling of innocent blood, and rituals performed on these altars. Father in heaven, we decree that these altars are now judged and shattered by your lightning in every timeline, age, realm, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, past, present, and future, to infinity and from the beginning across eternity. I decree bankruptcy to all related evil entities and powers, and specifically repent on behalf of the listener and all of their parts for any lust, manipulation, and immorality the listener engaged in while entangled with the group and their kingdoms and involved with their altars. I ask that you restore innocence, Father God, and request the issuance of restraining orders to the group and anything or anyone else on assignment against the listener from their kingdom, including backups from interaction with the listener, their household, realm, inheritance, business, timelines, family lines, and bloodlines. Do you agree? So we now take authority over every evil entity and every unholy thing on the listener and or around the listener that has been operating under the authority of the group. We declare that you are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced, thorough, and thrust out of the listener for judgment. We declare that you are being sent to where the true Lord Jesus Christ sends you. Do you agree? So I identify every ungodly insertion placed on the listener's timelines, family lines, bloodlines, seasons, and anywhere else by the group. Lord Jesus, I decree that these must now be extracted, consumed, and destroyed. I ask that you replace these with godly events. Do you agree? I now call for every algorithm or formula created from the listener's DNA and genetic material that is projected throughout the group to be shut down in every age, realm, dimension, frequency, vibration, and timeline, past, present, and future, to infinity, including all counterfeit and alternate creations. I command the immediate apprehension of all hybrids and every cosmic artificial intelligence and technology behind those projections, and call for viruses encoded with heavenly algorithms to be uploaded into them and their computers in order to destroy them in judgment. I curse their computers with the curse of non-existence. I petition you, King Jesus, to inject your formula that undoes the imprint of ungodly DNA. I pray that you would override all password-protected regions that are guarded by ungodly formulas with your keys and expose all of the enemy's strongholds and take them out with your armies. Do you agree? So I now identify every intergalactic and interplanetary data bank and computer that contains within its records or mainframe data, equations, parts, algorithms, and information of any manner extracted from the listener's humanity. I declare that angels are sent forth to liberate every part of the listener held captive in these data banks. I pray that all records and information in them related to the listener would be forcefully erased and permanently deleted. I call for the lightning of God to destroy every ungodly altar, both sacrificial and honorary, as well as effigies contained within the group representing the listener or bearing their names, images, or likenesses, or in the listener representing the group and bearing their names, images, or likenesses. We also call for the annulling and removal of every curse and ungodly insertion placed on the times and seasons of the listener's life in synchronicity with the group. We speak synchronization with what has been written about the listener in the books of the Most High God. Do you agree? So we now appeal to the courts of heaven on behalf of the listener, their parts, their family lines, bloodlines, cell lines, and all those that the listener represents, and submit all relevant testimonies of injustice in combination with every item detailing the crimes of the group in the heavenly cosmic records. I pray that the evidence of injustice and criminal activities would be weighed on the scales of justice. Based on the injustice detailed by the evidence, I demand judgment. And I call for a crushing blow against the group and all of their operations in all time, space, dimension, and reality into light and its inverse, executed by the armies of heaven, chariots of fire, the broom of destruction, the tsunami of living water, earthquakes, airquakes, seaquakes, confusion, the axe of the Lord, and the fiery stream that proceeds forth from the throne of God to collapse all of their realms, programs, backup programs, bases, labs, craft, grids, power sources, and backup power sources to the fullest extent that the manifestation of the listener's justice and the evidence submitted allows for as you administrate judgment in your righteousness, Lord God. Do you agree? So I now make appeal on behalf of the Stoicheion in heaven and earth that were defrauded by the operations of the group through ungodly bills of sale, evil trade, curses, witchcraft, and other injustices that have forced the Stoicheion out of their first estate. I pray that the blood of Jesus would be applied liberally over all these works, shattering their power and annulling them now. I pray that your justice would now move to thrust from out of the God-ordained thrones of the Stoicheion any interlopers or evil agents of any origin that have unjustly occupied these thrones. I pray that the Stoicheion would be delivered from captivity, set at the feet of Jesus, given bread of life to eat, living water to drink, new garments of righteousness, and restored to their God-ordained thrones and first estate, regaining their posts relative to the creation as it was originally imagined by Jesus. King Jesus, I pray that you would summon Archangel Raguel to address and charge the Stoicheion that have been reinstated, bringing them into full alignment with your government. Do you agree? Father, we thank you that you moved to cleanse the ley lines implicated in the functions of the group from the evil that has moved through them. We decree that ley lines are being purged by the river of your living water mixed with oil of anointing and the blood of Jesus. We call this water laced with the razor of the Lord and the dagger of the Lord so that evil people, evil systems, evil councils, and evil entities are simultaneously cut loose from the ley lines as a viable power source. We pray that angels would be given assignments to continuously worship the Lord of hosts in strategic places across the creation that will cause the ley lines to be powered up with your glory. We pray that your appointed individuals, elect angels, and your heavenly structures and strongholds would begin to be plugged into the ley lines being addressed as they become sufficiently cleansed from all defilement. Do you agree? So we cover them and seal the moment of this renunciation along with all godly interventions and all of the listeners' timelines with your heavenly gold. We decree it is locked down and blocked from all tampering and resets by heavenly protection. We close every unholy door, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and call them completely sealed from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward, and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortexed in Jesus' name. We decree that all theft of energy, life force, or any other godly blessing must be returned 100-fold, and ask for recompense on behalf of the listener and all whom they represent, and render this entire confession established in all infinities of infinities and beyond, eternities of eternities and beyond, and time wheels that exist, once existed, could or could not exist, and everything in between, on all sides of creation and in all multiverses. Amen.